got more NFL Way We Hear It for you, and we welcome in Associate Editor Dan Parr. And Dan covers the AFC West as well as the NFC South. But in the AFC West, a weird story this week and an unfortunate story, Dan. Broncos wide receiver Brandon Marshall, and I'm not sure if people realize what an incredible year this kid had. He came on with over 100 catches before the year was out, and yet he suffers a bizarre accident. He has severed an artery and some nerves in his forearm and has required surgery to have it repaired. He is going to be sidelined 3 to 4 months. Now, that may still have him ready for the preseason or certainly for the season opener. And yet what's interesting about the story are two reports. He claims he slipped on a McDonald's bag and put his arm through an entertainment center at a resort he was staying at with his family. But the NFL Network is reporting that he was actually wrestling with a family member. Now, I guess it wouldn't be that big a deal if it wasn't for the fact that this young man has had some off-the-field issues, and you would just like to know that there is one story and that we're getting it straight. What are you hearing, Dan?
Yeah, Hub, you're right. It's another little piece to the puzzle of trying to figure out Brandon Marshall here. What I'm hearing is that the story is correct. I mean, we've heard the NFL Network report. It's coming from legitimate sources. There is some roughhousing. Maybe a McDonald's bag was in the mix as well, but there is some roughhousing, and a freak incident happened. And now the question is, how long does this take? Brandon Marshall made it sound like he was at least slightly pleased that it wasn't his hand that was damaged and it was his forearm, figuring that as a receiver, the hand is slightly more important. So we'll see what the effect is when he's able to get his arms. He's not going to be able to have his arm in a cast, I think, for a couple weeks here. So we're not going to know for some time whether this will have any lingering effects once camp hits.
All right, Dan, thank you very much for that report. I want to switch over to Wilkie now. And Wilkie, of course, you've got the AFC North and the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bungles are back. The soap opera continues. Who knows what to make of it at this point? Now, look at this offseason. They lose some people like Landon Johnson, who you may not know much about, folks, but he was their best linebacker. Medeo Williams was their best player in the secondary, and Justin Smith was their best player on the defensive line from one of the worst defenses in the NFL. Now, they've taken some steps to fix it. They bring in Darrell Blackwell. They signed Antoine Odom. They've got some players they're bringing in. But now, offensively, two of the three biggest stars on this football team, Chad Johnson, TJ Houshmandzadeh, both missing from voluntary workouts. Neither has threatened to hold out in training camp. We assume they'll be there, but they're very unhappy. And Mike, this team appears to be going in the wrong direction under Marvin Lewis.
Well, I would say in terms of the unhappiness scale, I think Johnson's probably more unhappy than Houshmandzadeh this time. I think we don't know which way the whole Chad Johnson thing is going to go. We know the Bengals are probably going to keep him, and I think they're pretty adamant about that. But we don't know about Johnson's availability. I think it's very hard to say at this point. My guess is Houshmandzadeh will play, this is just something where he's got a year left. The Bengals want to sign him to an extension. If they didn't sign him, he would find no shortage of suitors. He's regarded as one of the best possession receivers in the league, in somebody that's not quite maybe Chad Johnson's equal in terms of talent. But in terms of impact, there aren't many receivers like him. So, again, I tend to think that everything will probably work out happier on the Houshmandzadeh end of things. As far as the Bengals as a whole, in terms of the direction, you have to wonder. I think it's a legitimate question. And the defense has struggled throughout Lewis's tenure. You're right. They have made some changes. And maybe they'll employ some more 3-4 looks this year. But in a tough division where the Browns are ascending, the Steelers always have a consistency of approach that, always gives the Bengals trouble. And the Ravens, you think defensively you'll be okay. Where does this leave the Bengals? Probably somewhere near the bottom, you'd think.
Well, Mike, I've literally got 20 seconds, but I've got to ask you also about the Titans. And, of course, Albert Haynesworth has not signed his tender offer, not at voluntary workouts. Worrisome or no big deal?
Not a big deal for the time being. I would tend to think they would try to do everything they could to get him in the fold and perhaps sign him to an extension.
All right, guys, we take one more commercial break. We've got the Publisher's Pen coming up right after these messages.